This much is clear tonight. An American held in Lebanon for almost a year and a half is free. David Jacobson is recuperating in a hospital in Wiesbaden, West Germany. 24 hours earlier, Jacobson was released in Beirut by the Islamic Jihad. But this remains a mystery. What precisely led to his freedom? Jacobson will spend the next several days in the U.S. Air Force facility in Wiesbaden for a medical examination. Deirdre Berger reports.
After preliminary medical checkups today, David Jacobson's doctor said he was tired but physically in very good condition. U.S. Air Force Hospital Commander Ken Moffitt said at a medical briefing this afternoon that Jacobson had lost little weight and seemed extremely fit. He joked that he would not like to take up Jacobson's challenge to reporters earlier in the day to a six-mile jog around the airport. Despite his obvious fatigue, Jacobson spent the afternoon being examined by hospital doctors. He was also seen by a member of a special stress management team sent from Washington. Colonel Moffitt said that after an initial evaluation, it seems as if Jacobson coped extremely well with the stress of his captivity. He said there was also no evidence at this point that the 55-year-old hospital director had been tortured or physically abused. Jacobson seemed very alert, asking detailed questions about the facilities of the Wiesbaden Medical Complex, according to Moffitt. So far, Jacobson has refused to answer questions about his 524 days as a hostage. Speaking briefly to reporters after his arrival in Wiesbaden this morning, he said his joy at being free was somewhat diminished by his concern for the other hostages left behind. He thanked the U.S. government and President Ronald Reagan for helping to secure his release. Jacobson also gave special thanks to Terry Waite, an envoy of the Archbishop of Canterbury, for his help in the negotiations. Waite, who accompanied Jacobson from Beirut to Wiesbaden today, said he might be going to Beirut in several days. There are still seven American hostages being held in Lebanon by different political groups. Jacobson will be joined in Wiesbaden tomorrow by his family. Hospital officials said they still do not know how many days Jacobson will remain for tests and debriefing sessions before returning to the United States with his family. For National Public Radio, this is Deidre Berger in Wiesbaden.